warm for a while. 18 degrees on Saturday. Cooler though as we head through the week across all areas.
Hey, shh.
Have a good afternoon.
What's this? It's all right, Daddy's here. Come on. What's this?
You might be surprised to know that you can get de facto five-star life insurance from Aviva from just £5 a month. Yep, thought so.
Don't put it off. Get a life insurance quote today. Direct at aviva.co.uk.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Tornado!
On 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning. It is Friday. Welcome to Friday. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
So I think the biggest thing in my life right now that is affecting me is I think I have a sty on my eye.
Oh, this is not your first go around with a sty.
Well, typically, typically I get the allergies and that will cause it to kind of flare up, but it's like, I think.
Is it in the same spot every time?
Well, it's right there. I'm looking in the selfie mode of my camera right now to take a look at it.
Oh, that's your mirror. Got it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that noticeable to the, like, just to passersby. It's not going to be like one of those things.
Oh, look at that dude's sty.
Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, that guy's sick or something. I don't know. But yeah, it's.
Is it impeding your vision?
No, not yet. But it's on.
Okay.
It's on my right, like lower eyelid, and
that's annoying.
Yeah. And how do you
get rid of styes? Is it involved like
hot,
really warm?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking like a hot washcloth. You just kind of hold it against your face. I don't know. Anyways, so can I say I'm working injured today?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. We're all sending you thoughts and prayers, too.
Thank you.
We hope you can push your body through.
Well, you know, I mean, I am kind of a fighter, Kelly, so.
You are. If there's anything we've heard about Ben Davis, it's that he's a fighter.
That's right. I'm a fighter.
Styes through. In his eye. Should we name it? Like, is it big enough to have a personality yet?
Well, no, it's not big enough yet. It's still in infant form.
Like Sty the Eye Guy?
Yeah, Sty the Eye Guy. Well, let's not all of a sudden toss nicknames my way, because I'm not there yet.
Well, I feel like he's maybe a character on the show now.
Kelly, I don't think, even if you see, like, the videos from the show a little later on, I don't think you're going
to
notice.
We're not gonna be able to tell?
Yeah, I don't think you are. I think it's only...
Okay.
You got to be close enough to my face to see it. Well, I don't know. My wife saw it from, you know, she was like, sty. So I don't know. But she's very like, she can pick things out pretty quickly. You know,
she's got an eagle eye for styes in the eye.
She's got an eagle eye for styes in the eye. yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we're praying for
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's really all I wanted. I just wanted to put that out there just to get, you know, some courtesy thank yous and
you know, it's nice prayers. That we have this radio show that we can share all of these things and get all the thoughts and the prayers for the things in our lives.
That's all I want.
It's really, yeah.
That's
it's
all
really
I
nice.
Want.
It's a benefit.
All right. So today, $1,000, Karen's cash. That could be yours. I believe this is the last day for it. So get in. Get in while you can.
Wow.
Get in when you fit in.
Karen's shutting it down.
Yeah.
Got
the,
it.
The manager's been called enough times.
Yep.
So anyways, today, get in every single time you hear the winning word at WDJX.com. So we'll give you one here in just a sec. We got You Laugh, You Lose. And then when you hear her family secret, we're going to push family secret back an hour. Normally we do it at 7:30. We'll do it at 8:30 because I want to give it enough time to breathe, because I feel like there's going to be people who share in the reason she's kept this secret a secret for so long.
Okay.
That's coming up. Setting the bar stories. And yeah, feel good stories too. So all that. Can we fit it all in? That's what she said. Can we fit it all in today?
We're certainly going to try.
That's what she said.
I mean, we're
going
to have to make room for Ben's eye sty.
I mean,
you know, we're going to try.
Just putting it out there now. I don't think it's going to be a running theme on the show today, because unless, Kelly, unless it turns into a thing of its own.
Gotcha.
All right, let's get get to a feel-good story here, Kelly Kay.
Okay, so this is kind of crazy. A guy in Arkansas has found the third largest diamond of the year at the Crater of Diamonds State Park. It was 4.49 carats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he sifted through the dirt. He was able to find this small glass-like object just 30 minutes before the park closed, had it examined, confirmed that he had found a 4.49 carat sparkling canary yellow diamond about the size of a jelly bean.
You think the first people who called him were Wendy Canavan and Tom Shane?
Maybe. Maybe. It's like, we can do something really nice with that.
Yeah, that's right.
So, over 75,000 diamonds have been unearthed at the Crater of Diamonds since the first diamonds were discovered in 1906.
Mm.
And Arkansas is the only state in the country that has a diamond mine open to the public. This, I was today years old when I learned there was a diamond mine that you could go to and just dig and see what you find.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I guess I didn't know that either.
I think I might have to put that on my little vacation bucket list.
Let's
go. Go to Arkansas and dig for some diamonds.
I mean, some people hunt for mushrooms. I'm hunting for diamonds.
I'm going to dig for some diamonds. I'm going to take them home to Wendy Canavan of Genesis and say, make me up something real nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll tweet it out. You can see it. This thing is pretty impressive.
All right.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
I mean, it's not going to be like a diamond like you'd think in a jewelry store, right?
Well, no.
It's not going to be all like sparkly huge, and...
Well, no, they have to cut it.
Yeah.
To, you know...
So I don't even think I'd
like
know what I was...
It does at the jewelry store.
I don't even think I'd know what I was looking for.
Well, it's a glass-like object. Anything you come across... You're digging. Looks like a glass-like object. I'd pick it up and have someone look at it.
Hang on. That's either a Coors Light bottle. That's either a Coors Light bottle or that's a diamond. I'm not exactly sure, but we're going to take it in to just check. Just double check.
Yeah, you probably find some Coors Light bottles. I like that. But you know what? Slap it on a ring. See how nice it looks. Has anybody ever tried that?
Wow. Your ring's beautiful. Thanks.
Thank you.
It's a 2018 Coors Light bottle. Oh, wonderful. I think everything will be fine with the sty that's in my eye at that point. I only bring this up because so many people have been gracious enough to help me with how to get rid of a sty in your eye, which I woke up with this morning. Well, actually, I went to bed with last night. But anyways, hey, Amy.
I have a tip for you on your sty.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
baby shampoo.
Oh, yeah, because it's not supposed to sting, right?
Exactly. Oh. Baby shampoo will help get rid of the sty in your eye.
Man, they're just so annoying, you know?
100% annoying. 100% annoying. And not only are they annoying for you, they're annoying for others to look at.
So if you
could get rid of that,
that would be great.
That would be fabulous.
All right.
Because during the time of the plague, we need nothing else to look at.
Right? Okay, I hear you, Amy. Wow, such loving, caring listeners.
I mean, not really so much for you,
yeah.
But for the rest of us that have to look at you.
Yeah.
If you could take care of that, that'd be great.
Mood 99.7 DJX 24K Golden. You know, he released just a remix of that with Justin Bieber and J Balvin and Ian Dior just last night. I'll play a little bit from the Justin Bieber part of the 24K Golden's Mood. It's pretty cool.
You've been in a mood. You've been giving hella attitude. What I gotta do to get through to you, I can never lose you. Maybe spend the night out on the town like we used to. We can sit around and watch funny shit on YouTube. I know at times I can have a couple screws loose. I'm trying to connect to your body, girl, like it's Bluetooth. You know what I mean? You know what I need?
Yeah, look at
that. I like that one better.
I know, Justin Bieber. I mean, really, right now, adding Justin Bieber to anything is going to make it better.
Gold.
Yeah, for sure.
Are we going to start playing that one now? Let's go ahead and start playing that one now.
Oh, well, you know what? Who knows?
Do a little switcheroo. Do you know someone that could do that?
I do. I do know somebody who could possibly do that. So anyways, it's 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, when star signs clash, when, you know, Kelly's a Libra, I'm a Virgo. We seem to work well together professionally. You know, listen, we've never seen each other naked. I've always said that. So I have no idea what we'd be like, you know, elsewhere. But that's
that got escalated.
Sorry. That's how my mind went. I didn't mean to take it that far, but I'm just saying.
Sharp left.
Professionally, we work all right together. But right. That's no, all I'm saying.
Correction. I have seen you naked.
I'm Kate. All right. Fine. Then
I mean,
it's not
the other way
not
around.
Not the other way around. That's, I guess.
Yeah. You were standing behind a guitar mimicking a Justin Bieber.
See, it all comes photo. Back to Bieber. It all comes back to Bieber. All right. So anyways, when star signs are the issue in the workplace, it gets mystical and it turns to a healing sesh. On the Ben Davis.
A healing sesh. You know what? Maybe we should change our free therapies to healing sesh with Ben and Kelly.
It's a healing like sesh with Ben and Kelly.
I like that a lot.
99.7 DJX.
Diving into the stars, the planets, the astrological signs. Hi, my name is Ben. I'm a Virgo.
Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm a Libra.
And Jenna is a Taurus. And she's having issues with her Aries coworker, in so much as to say her coworker's having an issue with her because they're clashing star sign texts from listeners. Sounds like she's blaming a Taurus for all the issues. Aries needs to take a look in the mirror and be a little bit more accountable, okay?
Ooh,
simple.
All right. Okay, all right.
Amber has very bold and strong language to share on Facebook. She says, astrological signs have nothing to do with how you behave as a human being, and the people who use their sign as an excuse for stuff like this need to grow the blank up. You're an adult. Either do your blank job or find a job somewhere else, you blanking blank.
Okay. Blankety blank blank blank.
Blank, 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 blank. Okay, wow.
All right.
Amber, I'd be interested to know what your star sign is. Laura checks in and says, tell her you mess with the bull, you get the horns. Is that...
Well, there you go.
Wait, hang on. Is that a reference to the star sign like Aries or Taurus?
I don't know.
Is Taurus a bull?
I feel like...
Look it up. Is Taurus...
could be... Listen, yes. But then it could be bullfighting too.
Okay.
I don't know.
Andrew, the love doctor, he calls our show and weighs in on these things just about every single week. Not exactly even sure if he's a doctor, but whatever. Andrew, the love doctor, what's your take on this?
She's got this issue with her Aries and Taurus. I'm an Aries, by the way.
Uh-huh.
I get what she's doing. I know she doesn't believe in a lot of that stuff, but I will tell you that there is some significance to it. Aries and Taurus are so close on the zodiac sign. Both have very stubborn and powerful leadership traits, so they're going to clash. What she's just got to do is she's just got to have a conversation, because business is business. It has nothing to do with her sign. She's got to understand that even though she feels this way about this person, she just got to talk to her and say, hey, this is how it is. If you have issues, you and I can talk one-on-one. We can hammer it out. We can move forward and just, you know, rock this project out.
Andrew, the love doctor, I had no idea that you were so in tune with your star sign.
Absolutely. I'm an Aries, brother.
All right. Sounds good, buddy. Hey, thank you.
Keep on loving, buddy.
All right. So
he's so wise. But yes, no, I get it where maybe certain signs don't work well together, but you can't use that as an excuse when you work together and you have to get a project done. Like, you have to, like, not let that stand in your way. You got to, like he said, figure it out.
Got a text from a listener. Aries are complete crazy. I live with one. Trust me.
I don't think that's helping either. I don't think that's helping.
Gina says on Facebook, it's called being professional. As for Jenna, I would be professional, kind, civil, and form as much distance as possible. LOL, this coworker is never going to be pleasant to work with. Brandon checks in and says, I'm sorry. This just isn't going to work. It's probably because I'm an asparagus.
An asparagus.
Man, I'm learning.
No, but she should say, like, listen, I understand your concerns, but we do have a task at hand, so let's figure it out. And we can do a nice, soothing voice just like this. Try not to be too condescending.
Jamie texts us to say, hey, now, I am an Aries, and I'm freaking awesome. I am crazy, but don't give two blanks about zodiac signs. So she says, yes, I get it. We are crazy, but I don't care.
But it's fun, but it's a good crazy.
Right, like good crazy.
Fun crazy.
All right, if you want to continue commenting, you can on Facebook, Twitter, or whatever, at Ben and Kelly Show.
Hold on to some calming crystals and breathe in the calming, soothing air. Let that stress go.
Seriously, if this radio thing doesn't work out, you could probably be a soothing voice at a spa. I feel like I need a massage right now.
Let the warm, soothing, dulcimer tones of my voice cascade.
All right, setting the bar stories. We give you these stories every single morning to help set the bar for your day very low as a goal to, you know, if you can make it through the day without doing this, you're doing okay. All right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without burrowing a hole Shawshank Redemption style through a liquor store wall to steal about 65 grand worth of booze, you're doing okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of effort.
And it references a movie, a classic movie of the story of some prisoners who dug themselves out of their prison using spoons.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Look it up. Amazing movie.
So this, out of England, where police arrested a couple guys suspected of doing just that, like Shawshanking their way into a liquor store, like spoons or whatever, through the wall, and basically stealing about $65,000 worth of booze. And, you know, they were like, hey, this is someone's livelihood, so... Wow. We need to make sure that we catch these people, but yeah, literally
they did too, right? They made some arrests.
Yes, yeah. They caught the couple guys. It was a 39-year-old and a 34-year-old for Shawshanking their way into a liquor store to steal $65,000. What are you even going to do with that much?
I don't know. That's a lot. I would throw one heck of a party. That is frowned upon in these COVID times, I'm just going to say.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, unless you're thinking of opening up your own liquor store by stealing someone else's liquor to start, then, yeah, again, that's another setting the bar story, okay?
But, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, but again, if you can just manage to make it through the day without brewing a whole Shawshank style through a liquor store wall to steal about $65,000 worth of booze, well, then you're doing okay.
That had to take some time, right?
Yeah, that's not something...
Unless they had something bigger than a spoon.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a knee-jerk, like, hey, let's go rob a liquor store tonight. That's a meditated, like, okay, so we're going to do this. And over the course of 2 months, we're going to finally get into the liquor store and steal all the booze. It'll be great.
You think at any point in time while they're digging, they stop and pause and be like, you know what? We might get in trouble for this.
Or, you know what?
You think?
There's an easier way. Either way.
Maybe.
Let's not do this.
Either way.
Yeah, that is setting the bar.
Let's watch them in prison so they don't Shawshank their way out of prison, right?
Good point.
Yeah.
All right, feel good stories. We do this every single hour. Kelly Kay.
Okay, so this is kind of fun. It's a love story. I love sharing love stories.
All right.
And we go to Britain for this one, where a British man met his American girlfriend when she liked a picture of him holding a chubby cat on Facebook.
Mm.
And now they're engaged.
Oh, wow.
And listen to this group name. This cat is Chonky. That's the group.
That's the... Okay. Yes.
It's a place for people to share pictures of their chubby or extra fluffy cats. And Adam Lawrence from West London got to talking to Anna Hosey from Chicago. She liked his cute picture in the group.
Wow.
So he visited her in the U.S. at the end of last year. Aww. They were somewhere between dating and a relationship. When the next visit was canceled due to COVID, Anna flew to the U.K., where she's been ever since earlier this year. And now he's proposed.
Wow. Would you look at that?
12 months after they first met on This Cat is Chonky.
Chonky, yeah. I like that.
I know. So they're going to get married in London. Anna's cat, Kitten, is moving to the UK with her soon, too. Happily ever after.
You know, there is the dating sites like Plenty of Fish, Match.
Sure.
I think someone who's an entrepreneur site should consider a dating site called This Cat Is Chonky.
Yeah, don't sleep on This Cat Is Chonky, because love can be found there.
Right.
And let's be honest, I did this story just for you. Do you think that, like, how chonky is Fred, your son?
Oh my gosh, my son's
or any of your cats.
I mean, my son's probably about 17 pounds.
Like, should you be joining this group? I feel like maybe you should.
I probably
could be your people.
He would be my ticket in. That's for sure.
All right. Well, maybe this is just another place where you can find some friends, Ben Davis.
Oh wow. Okay.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Okay, so can we start first with a text message you received from one of our male coworkers?
Yes, we can.
Okay, so, in reference to The Bachelorette last night, Kelly receives just a text message from a coworker here that we work with.
I think the key to the story, though, is who the coworker is. It's Jack, our production guy.
Yeah, it is.
And he says, WTF is going on with The Bachelorette. This is going to go south.
And so he's texting you because
me. That's what starts the conversation.
Yes, exactly.
Because I'm kind of the resident expert and I typically am all in this show. Mm-hmm. And I said, I haven't been watching, just checking in on YouTube videos and segments, recaps. Is she quitting for Dale?
Okay, so this is the, did Claire find love, and is Claire quitting the show because of one of the contestants, Dale?
Essentially, when I came here, like, I was so ready and open and willing to, like, find the love of my life.
Oh, gosh. Okay, Claire. Have you done it? Yeah. Have you done it?
And what I came here for, I think I found. And it's with Dale.
Oh, my gosh. And it's with Dale. And peace! See ya! We're out!
Yeah. Listen. But we should have said spoiler alerts if you didn't see it.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, spoiler alert. Sorry.
Just stop listening right now, because we haven't yet revealed if Dale is down with that. And we should note, she literally broke up with everybody in one room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just dumped them all.
Yep.
Like, massive dumping.
Yeah, she said, hey, sorry, guys. I think I found the guy I'm looking for. So you're all special and sweet in your own special way, but I'm out.
But see, then it's like, all right, you got to let Dale know, because he had kind of like left from, you know, because he was the villain from night one. She was all googly eyes over him. And so then they had to go to Dale and be like, all right, are you there?
Yeah.
Are you down with this?
Yeah. And so,
and then they had to call Neil Lane, get him on the horn ASAP, get some bling there way earlier than they had anticipated.
Oh, okay. So that's the engagement ring. Right. So
that's the engagement ring.
Yeah. Yeah. So then go back to the text message conversation you're having with our male coworker, Jack.
Okay. So Jack's very invested. He says, first of all, spoiler alert, yes. And he's so not going to marry her. He's in way over his head. And she's a hot mess dying for attention. By the way, I only know this because it was on at the gym.
Oh, yeah, that's okay, it. Jack. Sure. Sure.
So then I turn on. I'm like, what is happening? You know, and I went back and saw, like, all of it go down.
Yeah.
Juicy.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Like, the ABC's just not going to be like, all right, peace. I guess we're done. No. So they call in someone off the bench to replace Claire.
Absolutely. Enter Tasia Adams, the new Bachelorette.
Claire and Dale have left quarantine, have left this bubble.
Okay, so this is Chris Harrison kind of telling the guys, like, breaking it to them.
Talking to all the dumpies.
Yeah.
They've left the resort together. You know, the ultimate goal, and I hate to say it, was to help Claire find love.
Yeah.
And we did that.
Yeah, we did that. We did that. We
Mission
did
accomplished.
That.
We have never dealt with anything like this in the history of our show.
How many times, if you were using that line as a drinking game, how many times would you have had to drink over the course of this show? Like,
listen, he hasn't yet said most dramatic season ever.
You're right.
And that's going to cause us to do something historic as well.
Oh, my God.
So, gentlemen, what I'm here to tell you.
What are you going
to
do?
Is that your journey is not over.
It's not over!
You get a new bachelorette, and you get a new bachelorette, and you get a new bachelorette. Here's your new girlfriend.
So, yeah, so the guys are like, oh, wait. All right, so wipe Claire out of our heads. So we're not here for Claire anymore. We got Tazzy
now.
No, he's
all like, listen, if you can get over your feelings in the next 5 minutes.
You're good.
You can meet your new girlfriend.
Oh, this is great.
And continue on your journey.
Oh, what a show. What a show.
Now, we're going to have to tune in next week to find out if the dudes, you know, can do just that. If they are into Tasia, if this is going to work for them. And she's going to, I mean, can you imagine? She's stepping in to be like runner-up.
Yes. Yeah, where it's like,
tough.
Where she walks in, she's like, hey guys, I know you were kind of like all in on
Not
Claire,
here for me.
Hopefully I'll be okay.
Yeah, it's a little awkward, and I'm here for all of it.
All right, well, yeah, this show just continues to bring us back in. As soon as we think we can quit it, it just says, well, here, we're going to 2020 this show here for you.
And I can't quit you.
I just can't quit you. Last hour, I confided in you. I have an ailment. Sty in my right eye. It's kind of bothering me.
You know, you said this was not going to be a running theme in the show, but officially, it has reached that status. Just FYI.
So Amy had a nice little suggestion on how to treat this.
baby shampoo.
Oh, yeah, because it's not supposed to sting, right?
Exactly. Oh. Baby shampoo will help get rid of the sty in your eye.
Okay. Good, solid medical advice, right?
We think.
Or so we think, because then Randy texts in and said, no, all caps, don't put baby shampoo in your eye. Please, I work for an ophthalmologist. So all of a sudden...
That's the medical professional.
Yes. She said, listen, I just don't want you to damage your eye. The companies sometimes put crap in the shampoo to make your eyes numb, but you can irritate your eye. So she says, listen, Randy says a warm compress on the eye and change your pillowcase. Change your pillowcase? Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, because, the germs and stuff.
Oh, gosh, I never even thought about
that. What causes styes? Like, honestly.
Is it dirt? Something like that? Steph texts in.
If only we could look that up.
If only there were a way that we could look that up.
Styes.
Steph texts in and said, Ben, just make sure your meat-smelling hands are clean before you touch your eyes and face. Okay.
Styes are caused by bacteria from your skin.
Okay, so obviously I'm like, I'm a dirty person. That's what it is.
Yeah. That's what we just learned. Yeah, you can't keep your grubby, dirty, dirty little hands out of your eyeballs. Hashtag sty.
Gosh, yeah. So anyways, listen.
Hashtag sty the eye guy.
Right. Okay, we're not to nickname status yet because, again.
No, we are.
I'm moving through this and I'm working through this on my own.
It's a full-on character on the show at this point. Accept it.
Well, you're going to get to experience it as we go live on Facebook here in just a sec.
You got to like do a real close up to the camera too.
Plenty of people have said, listen, you need to get that fixed because it's not only annoying for you, it's annoying for everyone else to see too. So
listen, clearly we have medical professionals listening to the show. Just want to make sure that it doesn't look infected.
One of our favorite listeners, Gary, who smokes pot all the time, he checks in and says peroxide's good too. We got to trust Gary.
I don't think we pour peroxide in our eyes.
Listen, Gary knows. Those trumpets can only mean one thing, that it's time to sling some dad jokes back and forth in the effort to make someone laugh. It's called You Laugh, You Lose. You know what, Kelly?
All right, the trophy's in the background. You got to show me the trophy.
All right, I'll show you the trophy.
That's what we're playing for. Oh, there's the sty.
Yeah, so you have...
Can you see over that thing?
Okay.
It's huge.
You have an unfair advantage because I have two people working against you. Me and my sty.
Okay, gotcha. Now you are finally living with the fact that it's got its own personality. We're naming it Sty the Eye Guy.
Naming it Sty the Eye Guy.
I mean, it just makes sense.
Okay.
Hello!
Okay, it's You Laugh, You Lose. I guess losers go first. That's me because I lost last week. So I am down 22-20 in the epic battle of joke supremacy. All right.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, losers go first. Here we go. Kelly, what do you call a wizard who walks everywhere on bare feet, has poor bone density, and really bad breath?
I don't know. What do you call him?
A super calloused, fragile mystic hexed by halitosis.
Oh, wow. Impressive you're starting with that, and you didn't even mess it up.
I'm a professional.
Well done. Listen, I got a couple of holdovers from Halloween. Gonna get them out of the way early. Okay?
Okay.
Ready? Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Where do ghosts go on holidays?
Where?
The Bahamas.
Bahamas.
Okay.
That is dirty pool. There is no letting Sty the Eye Guy deliver any punchlines. Okay. Do you hear me?
All right, fine, fine. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
You know, people always ask me how I sneak chocolate into movie theaters.
How do you sneak chocolate into movie theaters?
Well, let's just say I have some Twix up my sleeve.
Good one.
Thank you.
That was good.
Thanks.
I got another Halloween joke.
Okay.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What monster plays tricks on Halloween?
Which one?
Frankenstein.
Ah, makes sense. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
What did Yoda say when he saw himself in 4K?
What did Yoda say when he saw himself in 4K?
HD am I.
Really solid delivery on that one.
Thank you.
Very solid. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What's high in the middle and round on both ends?
What?
Ohio.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was for you.
Yeah,
no. That was for you. It's your home state.
Yeah, I've heard that joke before, I think.
Okay.
That was good delivery, though.
Thank you.
You know, Kelly, my wife and I went out for dinner and ended up with food poisoning.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, yeah. She ate some bad chicken and got salmonella. I ate some bad salmon and got chickenella.
Okay.
I'll cross that one off.
Yeah, you should probably cross that one off.
All right.
Hey, Ben, what's the loudest pet you can get?
What?
A trumpet.
All right. Kelly, I don't want to be divisive with this next joke, but what does a presidential candidate who can't get his votes up suffer from?
What?
Electile dysfunction.
Yeah. Yeah, sure does. Yep, saw that one coming.
Okay.
Hey, what do you get when you pick a pig's nose?
What?
Hamburgers.
Ah, very good. Very good. So you laugh, you lose. Kelly, you know I don't use shampoo when I wash my hair.
Oh, you don't?
No, I'm a man. I use real poo.
But that's pretty stinky.
It's not shampoo.
Got it.
It's real.
This is from Joe. Why did the art thief's van run out of gas as he drove away from the museum?
Why?
Because he had no Monet to buy Degas to make the Van Gogh.
Oh, that's a hoity-toity joke.
It's a highbrow, yes. Highbrow
humor
joke
that I don't have.
Highbrow, yeah,
available.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly?
Yeah.
How many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Just two, but you just got to get them in there first.
Just two.
Sexy. Okay. Hey, Ben.
Hmm?
You know gonorrhea?
Heard of it.
That would have been a great name for diarrhea medicine.
Hold it, Kelly. There he is. There it is. There it is. You know what? And that would have been. That would have been a very solid name for diarrhea medicine.
Solid. It wouldn't be solid.
Actually, it wouldn't be solid. Wouldn't at all. There it is. It's our favorite. You laugh, you lose. And the trophy comes back to me and my sty.
I wasn't going to be able to do it.
Comes back to me and
my sty.
So happy. So happy. All right. There it is. You laugh, you lose. Here on 99.7 DJX.
I'm sorry to all of my supporters.
All right. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Kelly K.
This is really funny. This is another love story.
All right.
Okay. This is all about all the feel goods about love today.
Love it.
So Hellman's Mayonnaise, they sent over this wedding gift package to a couple. A jar-shaped cake, custom bomber jackets,
okay.
And promised a year's supply of Hellman's mayonnaise.
You may
be thinking, well, why?
Why?
Well, because the couple's names are Marissa Helms and David Mayo.
Oh, look at that.
You get it?
So if they hyphenated their names, they'd be Helms Mayo.
Exactly. How fun is that? So Helms and Mayo had reached out to the company shortly before their wedding on October 24th. They had no idea, though, that Hellman's was going to send them all the swag.
Oh, wow.
They said, from the very beginning of our relationship, we always said that it was destiny that it brought us together. And with our last names, Helms and Mayo, it was just another sign we were meant to be.
Another sign.
Isn't that adorable? Oh. They even matched the blue and yellow wedding theme, their favorite colors.
Wow.
Which happens to be the colors on the Hellman's mayonnaise jar, in case you were unsure.
I was unsure. I'm more of a Duke's Mayo sort of guy, but, you know.
Oh, that's really mean.
Well.
I mean, we're in Hellman's love right now.
We can still
don't
love.
Don't come out of left field with Duke's. This is not a Duke's love story. This is a Hellman's Mayo love story. We're in the Hellman's lane right now. By the way, they've known each other since 2015. They met through mutual friends right here in Louisville.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, after Helms moved into the apartment building where Mayo used to live.
I wonder if they really prefer Hellman's or if they are more of a Duke's couple themselves.
I'm going to go ahead and say they prefer Hellman's.
Well, maybe now they do, at least, you know, publicly.
We're in the Hellman's lane. This is a Hellman's love story, sir.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm going to ask you to refrain with your Duke's love right now in the Hellman's lane.
See, I'm just thinking of it more as a mayonnaise love story.
It's a specific Hellman's love story.
But if I'm saying mayonnaise love story, it's more Duke's. You can't with me right now, can you?
I'm coming at you.
Okay.
This is a Hellman's love story.
All right, fine.
It's Helms and Mayo.
Helms and Mayo. What a lovely
Helms
couple.
Helms and Mayo.
All right, every week we always open up our show to you to allow you to maybe tell a secret. You know, sometimes it's really cathartic. It's therapeutic to let those secrets loose, let them go. Sometimes they're deep, dark. Sometimes they are light and fluffy.
Why is it that when you said let it go, I immediately heard Elsa singing in my head?
That's because.
Why is that? Still.
Yeah. I get it. So, yeah, and I guess when you hear her secret, and, you know, we're going to talk to her here in just a sec, you're going to understand maybe why she's kept it for so long. All right, go ahead.
I really struggle with the manual, I guess people call them analog, the clocks, the ones that, I have to do math every time I look at it. I can never look at it like all of my adult friends or like my spouse and just know what time it is. I just can't read them. The digital ones I can, they're fine because it's just numbers.
Yeah,
but I can't
numbers, right.
Ever seem to know what time is on the analog clock unless I sit and count it. And it takes me like 15 minutes just to do that. So it's kind of embarrassing, but
Yeah, okay. Well,
bless her heart, really?
Like, can't tell time.
There are ways to learn that.
I guess. I will say that when clocks don't have like real numbers on them, like clock faces don't have real numbers on them, or they have, they're just
like the dashes or hashes.
Yeah. Or they're just blank. Then you know, I'll pause for a hot sec and be like, is that a 4 or 5, you know? And
I do need numbers on the clock face. That's right.
Mm-hmm. But I guess, you know, that's good that you can admit that. And I was just thinking, what simple thing that everyone else can do that you can't do? I was thinking about it for me, and I'm like, well, I can't roll my tongue. I know that's something that a lot of people can do.
I can't do that. That's not something that everybody on planet Earth can do.
Oh, you can't roll your tongue either?
No.
All right. Well, maybe that's not... Maybe, because, I mean, honestly,
I can curl it.
You know, when you think about me, you probably think, ah, that's a modern day Renaissance man. He can do just about anything. Yeah, I mean, but there are those things that I struggle with. Like, I can't pronounce anything right the first time. When I'm reading, especially, like, I'm going through reading Harry Potter books to my daughter, mm-hmm. Zoe. You know, I'm going through this. And I will mispronounce just about everything the first time.
Well, you struggled with crochet this week.
I did.
In the week, you struggled with crochet. You had to say it like four or five times. I think you messed it up every single time.
Yeah, see, that's a true statement. It's amazing that I have a job where I am a professional broadcaster. When I can't pronounce words.
Professional pronunciator.
Right. I can't pronounce words. I can't really speak very well, but here we are. So anyways, if you want to text 502-571-9970, maybe spill your own little secret of what simple thing that everyone else can do that you seem to struggle with.
I'm going to keep trying to think of one for me.
I have a list. Do you want me to go ahead?
Oh, really? You have a list for me of things I can't do?
So she admitted with her secret that she can't tell time on an analog clock. You know, a clock that has like, you know, hands on it, a big hand and a little hand. Roxanne checks in and says, I can't remember left from right without thinking about which hand I write with. Yeah, you know, I'll do the little L thing with your hand, you know, like your left hand.
Yes, because your left hand makes an L
for
left.
Yeah, with your index and your thumb, if you stick those out, it looks like an L. So L for left, right. So that's an easy way.
I will say this. I do always think righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
Yes!
Right before I'm going to like unscrew something or something like that.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. Or, and I thought about another thing, a simple thing that a lot of other people can do that, you know, you cannot, where it's, you know, left from right, right from left. Mary checks in and says, you know what? She's not the only one. I've struggled so badly all my life to read analog clocks. It's so embarrassing. Yeah.
Well, they can be a little tricky. They can.
Sure. Sure, a little tricky. Yeah, 100%. That's right.
Especially when they don't have the numbers on it. If it's just like, you know, little marks.
Yeah, or it's just a blank clock face because it's some, you know, like rich person's clock where...
Yeah, seriously, why would they even make those?
I know, they just have the big N and the small N, and you're like, okay, all right, fine. So anyways, that's your secrets here on 99.7 DJX. Home of Karen's Cash, another winning word for you coming up here just after 9 o'clock. When you hear it, enter it into WDJX.com, and you could win $1,000. It's super simple. According to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, our buddy Brian Good over there saying a beautiful day today, 73 sunshine tomorrow, mid-70s sunshine, could see close to 80 degrees on Sunday. It's November.
I love it.
Insane.
I love it.
So yeah, if you're running the Louisville Marathon or Half Marathon on Sunday, dress for warmth on that day. So yeah, by the way, today's National Nacho Day.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Why are we not celebrating?
I don't know. What is your perfect nacho?
Okay, so I love me some queso,
mm-hmm.
right? But then I also love a little bit of guac and some sour cream.
Okay, so queso, guac. So you're all in this, in like the sauce stuff.
Yeah, I like sauces.
The sauce lane.
Yeah.
Okay, so nachos for me.
I don't do salsa.
Oh, okay, right. So nachos for me, like when I make them at home, I can do just the tortilla chips, cheese, and then I can put a bunch of stuff on it and like make them supreme nachos. And that's what I always do. I'll put like a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah, add some meat.
Yeah. But if I'm getting nachos, like I think the simple tortilla chip, the corn tortilla chip, the melted cheese, and then you gotta have the pickled jalapeno peppers.
Oh. Yeah, no, I can't do that.
No, you gotta have the pickled jalapeno peppers. That's what makes some nachos right there.
Great.
Oh. All right.
Again, why are we not eating them?
I know.
And where are the margs? I feel like you can't have nachos and margs, right?
Nachos and margaritas do kind of go together. But, I don't know when National Margarita Day is. But today,
I don't know, but it doesn't matter. I feel like in these COVID times, day drinking is accepted.
I think it is. You're right. All right. Setting the bar. These are small examples of what not to do. Okay. And I will say this is a warning. And I got to be honest that I went with the title, the three words of this setting the bar story, the pistol penis Pete, because it's has alliteration, but it, his name's actually Dustin. No.
Yeah, well, that kind of takes some of your
the alliteration
wind
that
out
I,
of your sails there with the alliteration.
I know, yeah. But the alliteration I had come up with to go with Dustin was less radio friendly.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. We can't really do that.
So again, this out of Florida, if you can manage to make it through the day without pulling a gun or AKA a pistol on a person who insults the size of your
little person,
then you're doing okay.
Little pistol?
Yeah. So Dustin. Dustin.
That's not what we do.
Dustin. So, you know, Dustin gets into an altercation. All right. Where during the altercation, there was a lot of engine revving. And then he was insulted. Yes, he was insulted. And
he took offense.
And the assailant said, "You must have a small."
Okay.
So that's when Dustin decided, "I am going to brandish my special weapon." And so that's when authorities
try to demonstrate?
No.
What he was packing?
No, he didn't. Okay. He didn't.
That's bad too.
Took it to heart. I mean, when.
Oh, yeah, he was
maybe,
just upset.
Yeah, maybe it cut a little too close to home. Where, you know, Dustin's like, "How do you know?" And then he pulled out his pistol. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Or he could have just said, "Yo, bro, that hurt my feelings."
Yeah. So, you know, that is very insulting.
See, if he just said that hurts my feelings, and then the other guy would have said, "I'm sorry, bro." And then we wouldn't be talking about him.
Yeah.
All he had to say was just, "You know what? That really hurt my feelings."
That really hurt my feelings. And then the other guy would have said, "Listen, just don't rev your engine as much." And Dustin would have said, "You know what? I didn't understand that revving my engine was causing you so much irritation. You know what? In the future, I will refrain from doing that."
Yes. That would have been a much better dialogue. That would have kept them out of this spotlight on this show.
Yeah. So Florida giving us Pistol Penis Pete with, if you can manage to make it through the day without pulling a pistol on a person who insults the size of your special guy, well, then you're doing okay.
Let's just be nice to each other and stop talking about privates.
If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the website at WDJX.com, including a cool story that Kelly found about a certain Matthew McConaughey.
You know him from many, many, many movies, not just the Lincoln commercials.
All right.
Exactly. You may recall he won an Oscar for Dallas Buyers Club in 2013.
Okay.
That co-star Jennifer Garner.
Mm.
So she just shared this story. She said, you know, at the time, she almost quit acting because her agent offered her the role, basically said, "Listen, you better take it or you'd be facing retirement if you don't do it," because she had taken so much time off for family.
Oh, okay. Right.
She was breastfeeding her youngest child, Samuel, at the time. And the movie was under such a strict filming schedule that she really didn't find a lot of time to pump. And during one tough night of filming, she had a bit of a breaking point.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Sweet Matthew McConaughey pulled me aside and said, 'What's going on with you?' And he then asked the crew for a break so she could pump in private. And then she said, 'From then on, whenever I needed to, I would give him a hi sign and I would go take care of it.' And he said, 'You can do both. You've got it. You can do it.' How much do I love that guy?"
What a good guy. That's very similar.
Right?
That's very similar to what I did with you for Bash when Justin Bieber was at 4th Street Live. And you were pumping.
Exactly.
Right?
I was 4 weeks after birth and I'd have to go disappear into the little music machine.
Yeah.
Our little station vehicle, sit on the floor and pump in between going on stage.
Yeah, we hung curtains. We gave you some privacy and you just you know, gave me a little high and I'd be like, "Thumbs up. All right, let's go do it." So yeah, it's parallel stories.
Oh, I gotta go.
Parallel stories there.
Exactly.
All right.
So there you go. Sweet story. You can see it up at WDJX.com.
All right. You missed anything from the show, including me struggling through my debilitating eye sty. the entire show. To
what a story arc that has been.
Thank you.
For today's show.
Started at 6 o'clock this morning.
It sure did.
Right.
Oh, we're so, so glad that you made it through, Sparky.
Oh, you know what?
All the thoughts and the prayers.
Oh, that's what it was. It was the T's and P's. And I got to be honest, you know, you helped me through this. So thank you for that.
I'm there for you, Sparky.
You laugh, you lose. Setting the bar stories, all that. You can catch up on that or the entire show, whatever. That'll get posted as well up at WDJX.com. Monday, we started the Chopper Shopper in a Limo. So get excited for that. Otherwise, have a good weekend.
Okay, bye.
I will see you out on the course. I'm going to be running the half marathon on Sunday. So,
listen, you're carrying some extra weight, though, with the sty. So you're going to be able to get
through. No, this is what I'm going to. I have to ask the marathon organizers if they can give me two medals when I cross. Can I get one?
Maybe.
Can I get one?
One for you and your side.
And my little buddy here. Right. All right, thanks. Have a good one. We'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.